TH, democracy continue. Now, if you really think about it, what would you prefer? This, what we just spoke about, a government that is elected by popular vote, by people who may or may not know who is to be elected and who is the best. Or a group of the most qualified people available in the country. Now, I know that sounds naive. But I remember when asking a man who was kind of in the government, the top government of China in 2012, I think it was, or 9. Having a dinner with him for some reason. How the Chinese government pick their leaders? Are they elected by the people? And he said, no, we find the best people, the most qualified, and put them there in the position that they are best suited for. Well, kind of makes sense too, doesn't it? And then I thought, well, what would you prefer? A country run and governed and ruled by, yeah, democratically elected people, but unqualified people. Or a group of actually very good and qualified people who know how to run a nation. I know it's a kind of almost hypothetical, well, it is an hypothetical question. But when you start thinking about it, again, you see that it is more and more, you realize, a matter of personal qualification, personal qualities of people. And you may think, oh, they will have someone, they're going to stay there in power, not be re-elected. Just look at Russia and China. They are bad, we know that, right? Well, I think we got to admit, if we again open our eyes, that some of those countries over there are really coming up today and are really well organized and together. And that if you ask people, that which I did in China, they seem quite content and satisfied. But of course that cannot be even said here, because then people go, who are you? brainwashed by. But but let's just think about it. What makes sense? Well, what makes sense to me is that if there are people who are, of course, it really. The issue really lands one step higher or deeper, and that is not only is this a good or bad person, the person who is here ruler, well, of course, that's very important, but also where does that person get knowledge and guidance and so from? What kind of deeper fundamental worldview, I would even say, value system does this person live and act upon? Is it a greedy, selfish, power-hungry whoever? Is it a materialist? Which tends to mean greedy and selfish. That's really the result, the conclusion of materialism? Or is it someone or some who care for our souls? And who is satisfied in their own souls? Who may even be doing their job as a service to society rather than for exploiting it, the people and the residents and so on, for their own gain. I mean, today it's gone so far that some people doubt that there can even exist such people who have these higher moral values. But I would say that this is then an alarming sign of a society in decline. And this is kind of my point all the way through here, that we need to look that deep, even when we look at politics. Personal qualities of people. You could even take it further if you want to be a little bit more radical here, that in a democracy where the people are supposed to rule indirectly by being the ones electing the leaders, right? So the leaders should just represent the collective desire and knowledge of the people, right? Meaning also their own capacity to rule, their own value system and so on. So a democracy, I guess you could say, stands and falls then with how good personal qualities the majority of people in that nation or whatever has, whilst a more authoritarian, as they call it, or whatever we would call it, system, because of basically all the words that they use to call it, something, dictatorship or whatever, are very negatively loaded. But you could say even a monarchy, for instance, consisting of a king, a king, a queen, and no, this sounds like fairy tales, right? But and advisors around their royal assembly, where that king, because I'm looking at some documentary about Swedish history now, about those old kings, is surrounded by, and of course in their own interest, the king and the queen, or the king, or the, by the most qualified people they can find in the country, right? So there it stands and falls on the qualities of that ruler. So whatever we do, it stands and falls upon human qualities. But maybe it's more reasonable and easy to expect that one could find a few such very qualified people, morally and whatever, knowledge-wise and management-wise, whatever, than the majority of the people in the nation, which would then, for democracy to work, be so knowledgeable, so smart, so learned, so wise, that they know who and are able to pick the best people suited for ruling their nation. I mean, if you look at it like that, it starts to, I mean, this democracy thing at least starts to look like something you could use if you're a smart leader to fool people, to make them believe that they are in charge and that the country they live in is free and ruled by them, while it actually isn't. Because most of us, especially today when people don't learn much, it seems like can hardly read books anymore. And if it goes this way, people just watching stupid social media, then what can we expect? And of course you can go if you want to get into the conspiracy theory field here. But it's really just, again, a matter of, you know, what do you say, cause and effect, or a natural progress or way of development. And if you are very smart, or I would say maybe cruel, and since last, what is it? I'm tired. Then you make your people stupid. You feed them with mindless entertainment that somehow includes the propaganda message there in, baked into it, that their rulers and their society, their great nation is just good and the others are bad, and you should be so happy that you are free and live in a democratic country and so on and so forth. So I'm not a political expert, but I would say that this is possible. And if you are such an expert and you make your own video here and enlighten us further and correct me here, also you can go in the comments down there. This is just my understanding when I look at the world from inside and out.